You're listening to SBS News.
Wildlife experts say a resolution approved by parties to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora at a meeting in Geneva is a momentous win for elephants because it restricts their sale to zoos. DJ Schubert is a wildlife biologist from the Animal Welfare Institute.
The majority of the parties to CITES decided that African elephants belong in Africa. Yes, there are still some caveats. There are still some provisions of the convention that could allow some African elephants to be exported to ex situ facilities. But the bottom line is the days of sort of routine export of African elephants to the highest bidder or to a zoo in the United States or to the EU, so on and so forth, those days are over.
The European Union amended the language of the resolution to reach a compromise that limits exports of live elephants outside Africa, but allows for some exceptions relevant to Europe. Conservationists explained the change by giving an example, saying it would allow for an elephant already in France to be shipped to nearby Germany without having to be sent back to Africa first. But the new resolution also means zoos will no longer be able to import wild-caught African elephants to the United States, China, and many other countries beyond the animal's natural habitat. The resolution passed by a vote of 87 in favour, 29 against and 25 abstaining. The United States voted against it. The move has been applauded by animal advocates like Kirsty Smith, the administrator at the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, which rescues and rehabilitates orphan elephants. But she says it could have gone even further.
We would have liked a near total ban in the export of wild baby elephants, but the proposal that was put through with the eventual backing of the EU is much better than the status quo, and it's much better than nothing, and we're very excited. It's a fantastic win.
Botswana and Zimbabwe have the world's largest populations of African elephants, a combined total of about 200,000. Some African officials say the new proposals will deny them some much-needed cash. Munasuche Munadawafa is the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Environment, Tourism and Hospitality Industry of Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe has 84,000 elephants. We have a carrying capacity of 54,000 elephants. So we have 30,000 more elephants than our ecology can sustain. And the effect of this is that we now have to carry that burden and we have to carry the cost, which nobody else in the world is sharing with us.
But Kirsty Smith says the issue needs to be looked at on a much wider scale than just a couple of countries.
I understand that countries such as Zimbabwe want to reduce their elephant populations from 80,000 to much, much fewer. But I feel like we shouldn't be looking at reducing elephant populations for a species that there used to be millions of just over a century ago, and now there's only 400,000 living in the wild. I think we need to look at the issues which they are faced with, and the fact that they believe they have too many elephants is because of these issues of human-wildlife conflict.
DJ Schubert says the CITES decision has managed to successfully reconcile a number of different points of view, but there is one overarching principle.
Fundamentally, the parties decided that if you're a wild African elephant, the appropriate destination for you is wild Africa.
Zimbabwe has captured and exported more than 100 baby elephants to Chinese and United Arab Emirates zoos since 2012. Mr. Munadawafa says his country will need to look at how to move forward and remain within the new rules.
The impact it has is that it has changed the conditions under which Zimbabwe is now allowed to trade in elephants. And obviously we are an injured party. We are considering the way of going the legal route and pursuing the legal route.
However, while the elephant population is doing in Zimbabwe and Botswana, conservationists say there is no getting away from the fact that, worldwide, elephants are under threat. Susan Lieberman is the Vice President of International Policy at the Wildlife Conservation Society.
Well, I think it's important to raise awareness on species being endangered. They're endangered by trade, but many of these species trade is even worse because of the other factors, because of climate change, because of development, and because of habitat loss, such as, for example, the burning of the Amazon. What about the species that are there? And those species are endangered by a lot of threats, including trade, but other threats on top of it.
Some conservationists believe there needs to be a fundamental change in the way that elephants are treated. Kenya-based Dr. Paula Kahumbu, the Chief Executive Officer of Wildlife Direct, says there are alternative methods to manage numbers besides selling baby elephants to zoos.
We no longer believe that elephants should be in captivity. And so I don't think this goes far enough. I think in the future, we're going to see elephants being removed from zoos, taken out of captivity, and put into spaces where they can live out the rest of their lives in a semi-wild kind of environment wherever they are in the world.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has threatened to pull Zimbabwe out of CITES altogether after failing to secure an agreement for Zimbabwe to dispose of its stockpiles of ivory in a one-off sale. Zimbabwe, Botswana and Namibia had requested a resumption of ivory sales, largely banned since 1989, to clear their stockpiles and fund conservation activities. Alan Lee, SBS News.